At the LMA annual convention, I'm visiting with Lex Madden. And Lex, I understand you are one of our past champions of the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. Let's start there. Tell me where you're from, a little bit about you, and when did you pursue this dream?
Well, Torrington, Wyoming. Grew up in Lusk, Wyoming, and my brother and I and another partner are co-owners of Torrington Livestock for the past 24, 25 years. Our father was a auctioneer. We were both self-taught, so was he, and started in 1990, went to the first WLAC championship out in California, and I was fortunate enough to win it in 1998, and then my brother was the world champion in 2001. So in the 50-year history, we were fortunate enough, we're the only brother team that's ever won it. But it's been I'll tell you, you know, it wasn't necessarily a goal of mine to win it. It's just I enjoy coming here, meeting the people, keeping up on the industry issues. The LMA is very helpful in helping you do that, and you build friendships here. I've been coming to this since 1990, so you only get to see a lot of these people once a year.
Well, I think from what you said, I might have a sense of where some of that motivation came from to get involved with this, but there are probably a lot of other young folks out there that might be interested in a career in this auction business. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, to, if that's their goal or dream, to go for it, because I can honestly tell you, we grew up around it, sale barns, and we were just kind of gravitated towards it. And I really never thought I would be a world champion or my brother. But I think if it's if you're fortunate enough and have the talent, of course, now we were self-taught. Probably 80-90% of them go to schools, but there's some very good schools. There's several good young auctioneers to help you pass champions, and I think if you can get into selling it at some place 2 or 3 days a week and stuff, I think you should go for it, because if you don't, you'll always be sorry.
Well, we're going to crown a new champion here this year. I'm having the honor of being a part of that process, so I'm going to be learning a little bit here before we get to the start of the competition. Since you got into this and became champion yourself, and I'm assuming staying in touch year to year, has anything changed? I mean, other than the fact that maybe we have more schools out there, or are there more people in the industry? What kinds of things have you seen that maybe are different from back in 1998?
Well, what I think you've seen in the change just from when I started going is from, you know, 98 now to 2013 is the technology. And now everybody has, you know, computers and cell phones and iPhones, and they have internet auctions. And, of course, there's been the video sales since, you know, late 70s and early 80s, but they have flourished. And so people are way more tech friendly now. There's more business done over the internet from our auction and via videos, and I think there's just a lot more opportunities for young auctioneers, because it's just like athletes or whatever, you know, 30, 40 years ago. Now you can watch videos on how to go do it, or go to some great camps. It's the same thing. You can go to some great schools, and you can learn a lot of tricks of the trade that probably 30 years ago you couldn't have.
Well, we heard a sports champion speak to the group here today, Paul Kaufman, I believe. He made a point of talking about pursuing a goal and being told sometimes that, oh, you know, that's a goal that can never be reached, and he used the 4-minute mile as an example. How about in auctioneering? Are auctioneers better today? Are they, do you think, perfected skills, how would you characterize that?
I heard Paul Kaufman, and he is a wonderful person and a great motivational speaker, and from his venue of 600 people growing up in the small town of Kansas, and going to K-State, etc. and then in the Hall of Fame for the Packers. So that's what I mean with sticking with a goal and going for perfection. But, you know, there's been a lot of great auctioneers, and every time I come to this, there's always some young guns, and you go, boy, I'm glad I won it when I did, because I don't think I could compete against them. But still, in all fairness, you know, just like in golf, you had the Arnold Palmers and the Jack Nicklauses, and now, you know, Tiger Woods and stuff. So there's always some young guns, but, you know, there's some tremendous auctioneers over the past years, and Ralph Wade in 1974 and Terry Elson in 1979. So there's been great ones for several years, and I'm glad I won it, and I don't have to compete today, but there'll always be somebody, no matter what, there'll always be somebody can beat you on any given day.
All right. Well, we've got to get started here on this year's competition. Being a part of the interview portion judging, we're going to learn all about that here momentarily. So I thank you so much, Lex, for visiting with me here at this LMA convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.